Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What we do every Wednesday here on Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, give you the heroes of the week for the National Football League, offense, defense, and rookie. And Nolan, without further ado, I'll let you roll with this.
There goes my hero.
Vinny and Haney's offensive hero of the week.
Well, I can get us started here today because I'm worried about my choice actually being stolen. I'm going to go with Jonathan Taylor.
Oh.
So I hope neither of you had Jonathan Taylor.
I was going with him, but I co-faxed.
So okay.
Good.
All right. Jonathan Taylor here. Another 3-touchdown performance for him. They come in bunches, apparently. It's his second 3-touchdown performance of the season. Actually, his lowest yardage total at only 66 yards. But the reason I pick him is because he is firmly back at the top of the Offensive Player of the Year conversation. Just a few years ago, 2021, he went crazy. Had that awesome year, 1,800 yards, a ton of touchdowns. He's on pace to have more touchdowns this year and needs a little bit more to match that yardage total, but a very resurgent season for him.
Mine is Rico Dowdle, Carolina Panthers. 23 carries, 206 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 receptions, 28 yards. And like you guys talked about, earlier, former Cowboy playing the Cowboys this week.
Now, the league, Dowdle was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. C.J. Stroud was the AFC. Full disclosure, wearing a Maryland sweatshirt, as is my wont, being a diehard Maryland fan. I want Stephon Diggs.
Oh, nice.
Against the Buffalo Bills, his former team in Buffalo. 10 catches, 146 yards, as he helped his team pull the upset over the previously undefeated Buffalo Ball Club. So Stephon Diggs, former Maryland Terrapin, is my Offensive Player of the Week.
All become the heroes just for one day.
Vinny and Haney's Defensive Hero of the Week.
Well, if I could give it to a whole team, I would give it to the Washington Commanders. Very strong defensive performance to take down the Chargers this past week. But if I'm going to pick one player, I'm going to go with Mikey Sanristil. He had the game-sealing interception there, leading by 10 late in the fourth quarter. Chargers were right there trying to cut into that lead. They were right on the goal line. Herbert throws the pick. But as I said, this was a great defensive performance all around. They sacked Herbert 5 times. As I mentioned, the key interception. Really nice performance.
Mine was Nick Bonito from the Denver Broncos who beat the Eagles. He had 4 tackles, 2.5 sacks, 3 quarterback hits. And he was the, AFC Defensive Player of the Week too?
Yes, he was. By the way, the NFC was Kool-Aid McKinstry. From the New Orleans Saints. My Defensive Player of the Week, Devin Lloyd.
Ooh,
Jacksonville, 99-yard interception return for a touchdown. This is a guy, first-round pick out of Utah. They did not pick up his fifth-year option. He was a guy that they were like, he was away. Very disappointing player. But through the first 5 weeks of the regular season, leads the NFL in picks with 4.
Nice.
And that pick 6 turned that game around.
Yes, it did.
In favor of Jacksonville. So, Devin Lloyd, you. What's a Ute? You are. Next.
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan. Yay.
Yeah, all right. Hey, I'm here too. It's all good. For the rookies, I like to kind of pick someone a little under the radar. And it's easy to do that on defense. But I'm going to go with Seattle's Nick Emanwori. This was a guy that we actually talked about a lot here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Coming out of the draft, thought he could be Kyle Hamilton 2.0. Well, you haven't heard his name a lot this season. It's because he got hurt in week one. Well, he was ready to return in week five, got thrown into the action because someone else in that secondary went down, and he held his own. I mean, five tackles in this one. There was nothing flashy like a pick or a sack or anything, but to have that little play time this year, to get thrown into the fire and to step up, good for the kid.
All right, well, I got Amika Egbuka, who I guess could do it every week from Tampa. Seven catches for 163, 23.3 average, one touchdown, six first downs on seven targets.
And with Mike Evans out, they're feeding him.
Yeah. I mean, even they say he's better than we thought.
He is a stud, and hey, not that Tampa cares what I think. Keep rolling with them uniforms, man. They're awesome. My rookie goes down to the Commanders in Jacoby Crosky-Merritt.
Ooh,
out of Arizona.
Yeah.
14 carries, 111 yards, two TDs, two catches for 39 as the Commanders upset the Chargers out in L.A. 27-10. Heard a lot of Commander fans in the crowd. Let's be honest. Do the Chargers really have a home field advantage?
No. They did. They did in San Diego.
Yeah, but there, and quite frankly, when the Rams play at home, you know, the opposing team, if they travel well, you hear more of their fans.
Well, when they played the Niners Thursday night, Sean McVay said, I hope the Niners don't have more fans than us again.
Kind of sounded like a San Francisco crowd, didn't it, against L.A. But Jacoby Crosky-Merritt, Austin Eckler's done. So they traded Brian Robinson to San Francisco. He has stepped in nicely at the wideout or running back position for the Commanders, who picked up a big win on the road. Those are our heroes of Week 5 National Football League. We'll come back, start looking ahead to Week 6. NFL Lunch coming your way. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. And we must do it. We insist that you listen. Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense. If we had to watch it, we're going to get an idea of why it was so bad. And is there any hope for the future now that Adafe Owe has gone to L.A.?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.